Will wished he could have been more impressed. Bezda looked like it could use a bit of help. It was large enough, but the square, rocky buildings looked old and in need of a fair amount of work. There was a rock wall around it, but it was only a few feet high, and it was tumbling in on itself in more than one location. If the rock wall was there to keep anyone out, Will doubted it managed the job in any fashion. Bezda gave the impression that it might have once been pretty amazing, but now it was certainly past its prime. Worries crept quickly into Will's head regarding whether or not he could get any actual help for his arm. He didn't want it to be fixed by someone who didn't know what they were doing. Bet and Ezra started to walk forward, and Will ambled along after. But after 10 yards or so, Ezra stopped and turned to Will. "Listen, it's clear you don't know what you're doing here." Will started to defend himself, but Ezra lifted up his hand to silence him. "Stop," he said. "Either you take my advice, or you could end up in a lot of trouble." He waited a few seconds to see if Will would argue before he continued. "When you go in there, carry that kakrit like you've had it for years. Don't pay it much attention, don't be surprised by anything, and I mean anything, it does, understand? You're a dark hand. A young one, yes, but still that gives you leverage. See those two?" Ezra pointed far toward Bezda's main opening thoroughfare. Will could just make out the hazy figures of two people. "Barely," Will said. "Try to look them over as best you can as we approach. They're both dark hands as well, and that's the sort of image everyone will expect. In Bezda, when people see you with a kakrit, they'll know you're one of them. See, only a dark hand can link a kakrit." "So? How's that? What are they acting like? Like they're better than everyone else? Like they've just finished doing something really special?" Feeling that this was enough, he started to walk away, but then stopped again, as if he thought better of it. "And by the way, plenty of people aren't going to be too keen on you because of it. For now, ignore it." He almost walked away again, but he hesitated a final time. "Just follow us, don't talk, look confident, and do whatever we do or tell you to do." "All right, fine." Will sort of mumbled the words, and Ezra immediately shoved him at the shoulder of his right arm. "No, not fine. What do you say? With confidence." "Okay," Will managed a firm tone. Ezra smiled a bit. "That's better. That's the attitude. Keep that up, and you may get out of here before anyone else realizes how clueless you really are." Will kept his eyes solidly fixed on the two individuals at the edge of town. Soon enough, it became clear they were guards of some sort. Each was dressed with dark leather arm and shoulder gear that was laced over a long gray tunic. It was fairly flowing, though it was tied tight at the waist by a leather belt fastened with a jeweled buckle. Will tried to keep his eyes on the two of them to gain as much information as possible, but his focus was drawn away terribly by the two creatures that stood next to the wall with them. The question is, what are these creatures? Are they dog-sized beetles with purple spots on their backs? Big black horses with glowing purple eyes? Or large black cobras with pink and purple stripes?